Time again now for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundups here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer. Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, Toby. Lovely to be back.
Great stuff. This week we have a couple of great opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in, and we're going to start with, I think, the quarterly RNIB Trekker survey, looking for people's experiences of the general public and maybe some good and bad ones, I suspect, too, Claire.
Absolutely, Toby. So we are inviting people to take part in our Connect Voices Tracker survey. Now, some of your listeners may have heard of this or even taken part in it before. It's a quarterly survey which allows us to gather a wide range of views from a large number of blind and partially sighted people. And these insights that we gather will help us deepen our understanding of the issues that they are facing. And the reason we do this is to ensure that we stay relevant and that we are directing our resources where they're really needed. So I would say, even if you are not generally into surveys, this is a really great one to take part in. It's a very important opportunity to put your lived experience at the centre of our work. Now, each of the tracker surveys focuses on a different topic. And this quarter, it's, I think, a very interesting one. We are looking at the attitudes and behaviours of the general public towards blind and partially sighted people, and your experiences of interacting with the public as a visually impaired person. And we are interested in both the positive and the negative experiences. We also have some questions in the survey on the representation of visually impaired people in TV and radio. Again, we want to hear both your positive and negative feedback on that. So anybody who is 16 and over and is affected by sight loss can take part. And if you want to complete the survey on the phone, just ring our helpline, and the number for that is 0303 123 9999. Or if you would prefer to just be sent a link to the survey via email, do please email our team research@rnib.org.uk. That's research@rnib.org.uk.
That sounds like a great one. And now we have an opportunity for people to help with some training resources for health professionals.
Yes, this role is an opportunity to use your lived experience to help us create training resources for low vision practitioners. We're looking for 4 to 6 blind or partially sighted people to support RNIB staff in the development of these resources. We really want to make sure that these are accurate for blind and partially sighted people and as good as they can be. So there are 2 main criteria for taking part in the work. One, you will need to have had a low vision assessment and regularly use optical or non-optical aids or technology within the last 5 years. 2, you will likely be asked to get involved in creating audio and possibly video content. So we are looking for people who are happy to do things like that, would be comfortable getting involved in that sort of thing. So you will be involved at various stages over a 6-month period, and this is done via virtual meetings and email. If you're interested, please email icare.professionals@rnib.org.uk. That's icare.professionals@rnib.org.uk. And if you could email us a couple of paragraphs about yourself, maybe any similar roles you've done in the past, that could be with RNIB or with another organisation, could be as a volunteer or indeed as a customer, just anything you feel would be relevant to this role, just pop it in a paragraph and send it to us.
Fantastic. And if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about, Claire, and maybe other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Well, we are always delighted to welcome new members on our online Connect Voices group. And this is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects, and research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group with new opportunities every day. And we also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we're asking you to take part in. So, for example, the tracker survey, it's a great place to find out what has come out of bits of research like that. If you're already on Facebook, you can just search for Connect Voices group in the search bar. Any questions about that or need any help, just drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. That's involvement@rnib.org.uk. But of course, you can always catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, which is on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can catch the clip again on Audioboom just by searching for RNIB Connect Voices. I find the easiest way. You can also listen to this clip at your leisure by calling our telephone information line. And the number for that is 0203 432 1488.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Toby. Looking forward to speaking to you again in a couple of weeks.